Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Every Friday, Paul Perillo of Patriots Football Weekly breaks down the Pats' upcoming game. And this Monday night, they've got a big one. Hear what Paul has to say about the Patriots taking on J.J. Watt, why this could be a big game for Brandon Lloyd, and much more in 3 Points with Perillo, presented by Putnam.
We're done with the cupcakes. It's time to bring on the iron, the Houston Texans. Monday Night Football, right here in Foxborough. It's hard not to get pumped up for this one. 11-1 Houston Texans against the 9-3 Patriots. Monday night in December, it doesn't get any better than this. This is a truly big game, but I'll tell you what, it's going to be a long one if the Patriots can't stop Houston's Arian Foster. That's how Houston wants to play football. They want to run the ball, and they're going to stick with that run. They'll run Foster. They'll use that zone-blocking offensive line to get him some room, and they'll also use Justin Forsett and Ben Tate. They will run the ball early, they'll run the ball late, and they'll run the ball in the middle. If the Patriots don't step up right here, and this is Gerard Mayo, Vince Wilfork, Brandon Dederich, Kyle Love, these are the guys, that front seven, Brandon Spikes, I didn't forget about you. It's all on that front seven this week. You got to stop Houston's running game. On the other side of the ball, Houston has one singular player that stands out there as well. And obviously, that's defensive end J.J. Watt. He's the guy that Bill Belichick called the most disruptive player in the National Football League today. And you can see why. Whether he's getting to the quarterback or knocking down a pass, he is involved with so much that Houston does. And he can also play the run, too. He's really a well-rounded player. Obviously, this is going to put a lot of onus on that offensive line from New England, because if Tom Brady does not get the time, it's going to be because of J.J. Watt. Going to stick with the Patriots offense here. It's going to be interesting to see how Tom Brady attacks Houston. I think conventional wisdom would suggest if you get the time, this is a defense that you can exploit by sort of spreading out and picking up your matchup the way you want it. Houston's secondary is good, but it's not overly deep, and they've had a lot of injuries back there. Jonathan Joseph, a very talented cornerback, hasn't played the last couple of weeks with a hamstring problem. Even if he's back for this one, probably won't be 100%. But here's the rub. Brady doesn't have a lot of different options right now. Rob Gronkowski's out. Julian Edelman is out. Where is he going to come up with that extra guy? To me, it has to be Brandon Lloyd. This is a big Brandon Lloyd game. You know what you're going to get from Welker. You know what you're going to get from Aaron Hernandez. What will they get from Brandon Lloyd? Well, if you can't tell, I'm really excited for this game. And this is about as passionate as I've been about a regular season game in a couple of years. Well, I'm going to talk about a few things here that are on the Patriots' side. Number one, Houston, third straight road game. That's a huge advantage for New England. Number two, the weather here in Foxborough, probably not going to be overly nice. It's supposed to be a little bit warm, but we might get some moisture, some precipitation. I think these things work in New England's favor. But here's my biggest worry is how many weapons the Patriots have on offense to go for. I think they can run the ball a little bit with Ridley, but I'm not sure they can spread out this Houston defense and take advantage of the matchups the way I talked about in the last point. That's why I think Houston is going to have enough offense here to get the job done. I don't think it'll be easy. I think both teams will score some points. But in the end, I think the Texans squeak one out 31-28. That's going to do it for Monday night, but it won't get any easier because San Francisco is on tap.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.